Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeSaunier, DeChaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Romero, Runner, Semedian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Members, a quorum is present. With the members and guests beyond the rail in the gallery, please rise. We are going to be led in prayer this morning by our guest chaplain, Reverend Stephen Gilbert, after which, please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Denham.
Good morning. The late President John F. Kennedy said, "The problems of the world cannot possibly be solved by skeptics or cynics whose horizons are limited by the obvious realities. We need men and women who can dream of things that never were." On May 25, 1961, Kennedy declared the intention of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth within the decade. Of course, we know that this was accomplished. The remarkable thing about Kennedy's declaration is that this time, the science and technology did not yet exist to do this. At the time, it was impossible. Impossibility is a disguise worn by great opportunity. Insoluble problems bring forward the necessary tension, disturbance, and confusion that launch our inherent creativity. I know that the women and men in this room today hold the key to great opportunity. I know that God, the infinitely creative spirit, is present and active and available. May God work in your hearts today to bring forth from your wisdom, purpose, and resolve a new dream of what can be for our beloved California and for its people. And so it is. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Reverend. Appreciate it. Members, privileges of the floor. Any member have anything to say under privileges of the floor? Seeing, hearing none, Senator Steinberg is recognized at his desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to call a Democratic caucus in the Maddie Lounge.
Members, the pro tem has asked for a Democratic caucus in the Maddie Lounge. Senator Hollingsworth.
Caucus in the Minority Leader's Office.
The Minority Leader's asked for a Republican caucus in the very spacious Minority Leader's Office. Members, Senator Alquist, you're recognized at your desk.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Senate Health Committee today will be on call of the chair.
Member Senator Alquist has said that the Senate Health Committee will be called upon call of the chair.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Senator Alquist. Senator Steinberg, you're recognized at your desk for the schedule.
Okay.
Senator Steinberg, you're going to tell us what we're going to be doing from a recess point of view.
Are there Republicans?
They're out. They're within listening. We've asked them to come to the floor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will be in recess, and we will resume upon the call of the pro tem sometime within the next couple of hours.
Members, the Senate is in recess upon call of the pro tem. The Senate will now stand in recess.